We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's on tap brought to you by Fatheads Brewery and Hop Juju. Microphone off. Sorry about that.
That's a Starkey also.
Video stream picked up on that. And 93.7thefan.com. You can watch us now. This is my first day with the video with the bright lights on. So my apologies if I'm a little stage fright. We got Eric Hagman in studio with us. His first update comes your way in 20 minutes. We're going to spend some time in this segment talking about the Steelers story that won't go away. And I think what I want to do here to introduce this topic, it's a Friday. We're all in a good mood for the most part, I would say. Chris is, Eric, basking in the glow.
Flush with victory.
Of winning a culinary competition last night at Eat Drink Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he didn't exactly go against Emeril Lagasse and Rachel Ray, but
I got to give a quick shout out to Twitter, a guy named Larry Van Allen, who apparently is like a trained chef who was there, and he was trash-talking me but trying to talk me up. He was like, hey, don't let us guys down in the crowd here. We want to know that guys can cook too. And he was whispering little stage directions to me. Like, he could see what I was making.
So this is like the Astros scandal, Eric.
No, he was
He had somebody behind it. Boom!
No, I just... So I'm like, I'm pouring a little heavy cream into the sauce, and I hear a voice from, like, stage right going... That's good. That's enough.
If I bang a trash can, that means put more wine.
Right. Yeah, two bangs on the can is salt.
All right.
So we're all... Congratulations.
Yeah. In all seriousness, Chris, it's about damn time. You know?
That I got an award?
Yeah.
That the show is two award winners?
But I'm torn because I work on the AM, too.
Yeah. Is that creating a little bit of an awkward situation?
I'd go on and clear the air with
her. I don't know. I'll have to find out, but we still love you, Mosey.
Thank you.
Did Lynn Hayes Freeland go to Penn State?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, then there you go. The tie goes to the Nittany Lion. Okay, so I think the best way to introduce this next topic, this is the Steelers story that won't go away, is by just using this audio clue to lead us into our conversation.
And I'm going to have some faith in Spencer Ware and thinking that, you know, he can do some things. I'm keeping my eyes on this matchup right here.
Spencer Ware's out.
I'm sorry?
Spencer Ware is out.
Oh, yes, I forgot. I'm sorry, Matt.
Out with a foot, yeah.
Absolutely, he is out. But I'm thinking Tyreek Hill. I'm thinking Patrick Mahomes. I'm also looking at the San Diego Chargers on offense, and thinking about Hunter Henry and the way that he's played this year and as effective as he's been. He's going up against Derek Johnson, and I got
to
keep my eyes on that because I'm looking at it.
Okay, so
that
I wasn't
going to
let Stephen A. Smith just, you know, get away with being everybody's favorite journalist now because of the Mike Tomlin interview. That was from back in 2018 when he, A, thought a Chiefs running back was going to play who was out with an injury, and then thought that a tight end for the Chargers was going to be a key piece, even though that player had missed the entire season.
But Stephen A. had seen
him contribute. And was on the injured reserve.
Is that worse than Starkey thinking Dayton is still in the NCAA tournament and picking them to win a game when they had been eliminated 2 days prior?
Yeah, I'd say it's up there. No, I think Stephen A. Smith is making millions of dollars and probably has like seven or eight assistants. Does Joe have any assistants that we know of here?
No,
Joe Cobb.
He's making that kind of money.
Joe has people. Yeah.
But he doesn't have like an intern who's like helping him craft his takes. And like, how does that, you would think at ESPN, it's not just off the top of their head
research
for their shows?
Like Cowherd at Fox, I'm sure, has like seven or eight people doing his legwork.
Could you imagine being some... What age group are interns now? You got to be a junior class, usually.
Mm-hmm. So 20 or 21 year old
going up to Stephen A. and
Stephen A. Saying, Hunter Henry's out.
I've got all this information for you, Mr. Smith. And
would you like would you like a quick Stephen A. Smith story, guys?
Absolutely.
This isn't the Ron Cook was about to work on First Take with Stephen A. Smith until Ron told him I don't want to talk NBA, and then a $1 million job went down the toilet. He's told that story, so I'm not breaking any new ground. So Stephen A. Smith is working at ESPN Radio in New York, and one of my friends from school is interning there when he's doing his radio show, okay? He would bring somebody in studio who he was trying to impress almost every night, and they would sit kind of where you are and just, like, watch him do his show, do his thing. So he would love to bring interns in, and he would, like, make them go. He would, like, tell them, fetch me coffee or fetch me water or whatever. So this person got sick of, here is a guy making a lot of money asking an intern to go basically go to a vending machine and buy him a bottle of water every day. Mm-hmm. So this is what this person did.
Oh, no. Oh,
they would take a bottle of water that had already been used out of the recyclable bin or the trash. They would take the cap off. They would go to the tap, fill it up, put the cap back on, walk in, pretend like they were opening it up for him, and then hand him the water every day. And he didn't know.
I think what's very...
He couldn't tell. He couldn't get past the... But filtered water, spring water, tap water
test. I think the really good play here by the intern is to never leave it up to him to open the bottle and to always use that little gambit.
But come on,
Stephen A. Not only am I giving you water, I'm opening it for you.
Give the kid $20 and say, get me a bottle of water and keep the change. That's what I would do.
I couldn't agree with you more, but that's why millionaires are millionaires.
Absolutely. Okay, so Hunter Henry, that was our way of... Yes. Kind of embarrassing, Stephen A., to get to this point. This Steelers rumor will not go away today on NFL.com, okay? One fit for each AFC team. Pittsburgh Steelers, Hunter Henry. With Big Ben teed up for a healthy return, NFL.com writes, the Steelers must focus on surrounding their big-bodied flinger.
Who wrote that?
Wow.
Somebody doing purple prose?
Is this you under a...
Is this Grantland Rice?
With new weapons, Henry has yet to experience a true breakout campaign, but the 6'5", 250-pound target has produced more moments, suggesting a lofty ceiling. 1 year removed from a torn ACL, Henry spent 2019 competing for touches in a Bolts offense, boasting two 1,000-yard receivers. He could be an X-factor at the position to brighten the final chapters of Big Ben's NFL journey. Eric Hagman, none of us are capologists, so to speak, but what are your thoughts on, it's not just blogs. We got... NFL sites. We've got Pro Football Focus. We've got countless people that seem to think that Hunter Henry and the Steelers make sense.
It makes sense a lot of times because one person throws the name out and then everybody else jumps on it.
Yeah.
And says,
you think that's what's
that
happening here?
Oh, I don't know that. Who was the person?
This is NFL.com. I think this actually might be a Charlie Casserly deal.
Mm.
The guy that has blocked Eric on Twitter.
Then I'm a little skeptical of it. Famed,
but strength in numbers. Hunter Henry to the Steelers is something we're seeing
a
lot of.
I mean, Eric, my first thought is Vance McDonald for 7.1 is just, it feels like a sucker bet to keep him along.
I can only go by what Colbert said last week, and he mentioned Vance McDonald when he rattled off the names of the injured guys that they, you know, expect to bounce back. Now, do they expect Vance McDonald to bounce back as a $7 million player, or is it going to be one of these, they'll cut him, maybe they'll try to bring him back at a lesser amount, or... You know, again, give me a tight end out there, though, if you're going to start throwing names out, who doesn't have a checkered injury.
Jason Witten, who's missed one game.
And a season.
Well, but he basically is a glacier at this point.
No, I know. He's a very limited player. He's a guy who's going to get like 7 yards a catch. Sadly, it was still better than McDonald's.
And better than he did in the Monday Night Football booth, but go ahead and finish your thought, Eric.
But, I mean, none of these names, you know, I hear Jordan Reed, I hear Hunter Henry... I've heard a couple others. They all
Tyler Eifert injured.
Eifert, who I've always liked Eifert, but again, he is another one of these guys who just can't stay.
Well, the big
healthy.
One now is just get Thaddeus Moss, because since he's Randy Moss's kid and everyone saw him play in the college football playoff, he must be an NFL star in the making.
Colbert talked up Zach Gentry. I mean, I don't know.
Well, Eric,
we don't know enough about him.
You were there for it when he said that. What was your reaction?
My reaction was he said he's taken a step forward. I mean, that they're... They thought he really came along, or Colbert thought he came
along. So do you think
along.
He could be their Jesse James this year?
I don't think he'll be a starter.
I think they want Jesse James to be their Jesse James.
He still hasn't been cut.
Yeah.
I know, but
I don't,
waiting game here.
Yeah, you know, well, that's a good way of putting it, though, Chris, waiting game, because you don't want to jump too quickly on this. You may want to wait it out and see. And, again, they're going to try, if a guy's got any sort of a history of injuries, I mean, they learned with Ladarius Green, they're certainly not going to throw huge money at him. So they may allow the market to set itself. And if they don't find a veteran that they really like, then maybe, you know, come draft time, they'll use a reasonably high pick on one.
Eric, you've covered these kind of situations longer than Andrew and I have. And the reason I bring that up is not to be a jerk, but is to say I feel like what I've heard from other people who've covered the team for a while is, I think Ed Bouchette said this to us, what is said this time of year changes a lot.
Jim Rutherford talking like, about his team.
Yeah, right. this is caginess from Kevin Colbert. Right. So has that been your experience? Like, do you remember times where it was one thing was said in February and then became something else?
Well, I mean, Kevin only usually speaks, you know, at the end of the season, then at the combine, then we hear from him after the first round draft pick. Or, I mean, I guess we hear from before the draft, but that's a total nothing. I mean, they don't ever say anything there. I mean, he wasn't asked specifically about Vance McDonald, but he included him when he mentioned Juju and he mentioned James Conner. And I just thought it was kind of interesting that, well, if this guy doesn't figure in their plans, or if they don't like him, why even bring up his name? You know, because it was kind of in passing that he said it, but he wanted people to know, I guess, you know, Vance McDonald's season last year was derailed mainly by injuries. Now, is Vance McDonald at $3 million or $3.5 million? Is he more palatable then? You tell me.
See, I think, to use a hockey analogy, I think my best bet here, my hunch is that the Steelers are looking at this as a Robbie Brown situation. If he plays with Mario, he can score 40 goals or whatever. By himself, he's what? A bottom six player? I mean, I think that's the that's the Zach McDonald take.
Vance McDonald.
Yeah, the Vance McDonald thought here, where Ben is a force multiplier.
50 you put him for out 6, there, 10 and 4 touchdowns, and that was with an Antonio Brown on the roster.
You put him with Big Ben. There's a connection there and a chemistry. Why mess with that? And you're paying for it.
I think that's BS.
You're overpaying Ben. Okay, so you're overpaying Vance McDonald. What's the difference?
I think that's a sucker bet for them, because I don't think Vance McDonald's that good.
I think when he's healthy, I think he's a pretty good player. But again, when is he really healthy? And it's not just one injury. It's a different injury, similar to what we've said about Connor.
Okay.
It's like, that's the true definition,
Chris,
of being injury prone.
The alternatives are either, you're not going to get a bargain unless it's Tyler Eifert on an injury-plagued tight end. Hunter Henry, the projections on him are more than McDonald.
Oh, I know.
It's $8, $9, $10 million a year. So, I mean,
it's a rock-hard place thing.
If you take a tight end in the second round, can you reasonably expect the guy to walk right in and be a productive player?
Not with what we hear about the Steelers, where it always takes guys, except wide receivers maybe, some time to grow into what the team wants them to do. So, no, they're in a tough spot here, man. Again, that just becomes my similar phrase for so many other positions on this roster.
Or do you just say the hell with it, and instead of featuring tight ends in the offense, you go wide open and play four receivers and spread teams out that way.
But, that can at least block a little bit if you want to run the ball like Art Rooney wants to?
Maybe they want to bring Vanette back.
Colbert sounded like he was a fan of Vanette. Yeah. One of these guys he pumped.
But there could be a tight end out there that we're not even thinking about, who maybe their scouts have seen and just, you know, maybe he doesn't have numbers, let's say, but they think, you know, he's serviceable in what they want to get out of their tight end. To your point of maybe go more for receiver, that sort of thing.
Now, when you put that out there, do you mean, you know, you cut McDonald and that player comes in as his replacement, or he's the second tight end?
You've got to do something with McDonald. I don't think you can bring him back at that price. So you let him walk, and I don't think this happens very often in the NFL where you let a guy walk and then he comes back. Mm-hmm. It happens in hockey occasionally, but I'm not sure it happens a lot in the NFL. I don't know.
Charles Clay interest anybody? Kind of a hybrid player?
I was going to say, he's more like a wide receiver than
but
a
tight end.
But I know,
okay, my point is you brought up that idea of not going with a traditional tight end look. Arizona doesn't throw the ball to that position, and they don't stop that position. That's always been a guy I've liked coming out of college when he was with, Buffalo even.
He got overpaid.
I know, but he was still a decent pass catcher to really good at times. That's a name that would at least interest me to look at and see what the price is.
I don't know, does Randy Feetner's offense really incorporate the tight end that much?
No.
Even when McDonald and Jesse James were here, you never really thought of them as a major weapon.
You know what? I got to actually... Feetner's offense without Ben didn't, but I think Ben likes to throw to tight ends.
On checkdowns, mainly.
Yeah.
He would throw to Heath as a weapon, but that was in a prior offensive regime.
Oh, yeah, that's...
There was like 1 year where Heath caught, I think, more than 5 touchdown passes. So it's not even like he really looked at Heath as his red zone.
No, but I mean, he looked at him as a guy that he wanted to take chunk plays with Heath Miller involved, is my point.
He trusted him.
Yeah, and he was also a dynamic player.
And the way Ben talks about Vance McDonald makes me feel like Ben believes he's Heath 2.0. He loves him.
Well, Ben also thinks that Ryan Switzer's Julian Edelman 2.0, so why don't we not take his word for it with some of these guys?
Yeah. All right, Chris. We'll take your word for it when it comes to, I don't know.
Come on, you can get there.
What do you think? Ravioli?
It was Pennsylvania Dutch noodles is what I used.
Ah.
What a chef de cuisine like myself likes to go with here.
Are there pictures of this online? Is there
video
anywhere?
I don't know if
they
posted any. Some of it's on, like, Snapchat. Gentile was taking pictures and trash-talking me.
Of course. All right.
I want
the video because I'm going to listen for the audio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.